You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Live music and dance go together like peanut butter and jelly. But what happens if you actually dance with the instruments making the music, especially when that instrument is a double bass that's almost as big as the dancers themselves? Choreographer Risa Jarislow and composer and bassist Lisa Metzakapa started getting together to experiment with having dancers and musicians move together. That experimentation led to Touch Bass, a show featuring three dancers, three bassists, and a live original score. Here's Risa talking about why she was initially attracted to Lisa's work.
A female bass player interests me immediately because I grew up with a mother who was a bass player. So I'm always interested in women bass players. But in reading about her, that she was also a composer and a curator, and so I was extremely curious. And then, lo and behold, who is the bass player in the Paul Drescher Ensemble? Lisa Metzakapa. So I was thrilled. And she totally lived up to the reputation that she set in that article.
Lisa, do you have anything to add to this origin story?
I remember that meeting really clearly because the music was really challenging for that piece. And so the ensemble was just, we were just heads buried in our music stands, counting, trying to play everything together. And we had been rehearsing without the dancers. And then one day they appeared in the rehearsal space and we barely even acknowledged them because we're just like, we have to get this right. We have to get it faster. We have to get it better. And we were playing and playing and suddenly this woman is making a beeline for me and it's you. And I realized it must be the choreographer, but thinking she would probably not even acknowledge the band because she was running this whole show and had everything else to worry about. But she made a beeline for me and like introduced herself. And I was like, oh, this is the warmest woman. I can't believe she just came up and said hello to me. And then I didn't realize the whole story of her being so connected to the bass and her mother being a bassist. But then, of course, on little breaks during the production, we got to talking a little bit. And I was so moved by that work and loved her work. And what she was doing with the dancers in that piece, that in my mind immediately I was starting to think, wow, it'd be incredible to collaborate with someone who's doing work like this. And we didn't really speak formally about it, but then we just kind of stayed in touch after that and started to experiment a little bit in the studio with some dancers really shortly afterwards, like a few weeks, a month afterwards.
I have done a number of pieces in which I bring together trained dancers and non-trained dancers. And I had this thought, could we make something in which the musicians and the instruments are the, you know, non-dancers and non-trained dancers in this piece, but are completely integrated into the choreography. That's what I was curious about.
Lisa, had you ever danced with your bass before?
No, and luckily, I'm still not really dancing, which is what I kind of love about how Risa has made this happen, because I'm not a dancer. And a little bit in the beginning, I was scared that I would have to sort of behave like a dancer or be some kind of clumsy dancer.
But I would never do that.
But now I know that she would never do that. And instead, the way Risa works with people who aren't dancers in terms of movement is she's really curious about the movement that comes from us as bass players. So this piece has three bass players in it. And the three of us have a really different way of approaching our instruments physically, and it is such a big
between yourselves, amongst yourselves.
Yeah, between ourselves. And also we have different ways in the course of playing different kinds of music that we kind of hulk over the bass or have to stretch a certain way or we have to reach different ways or we do really different things with our shoulders or our backs when we're curving over the bass. And we don't really think about that because we're just trying to make a sound on the instrument. But then suddenly when you're in a room with dancers and Risa, they're seeing all this movement that's already part of what we do. And they're kind of magnifying that and amplifying that and then sometimes abstracting and developing that. So it's interesting to me that I feel suddenly like I can move by just playing and being aware of that and being part of the context of things without having to be pirouetting all over the place right. Like a clumsy bassist.
So
some of the techniques I've developed on the bass really exploit that it can make a lot of other sounds besides a plucked sound like a jazz bass or a bowed sound like a classical bass. And so these are called preparations, just the way John Cage had musicians preparing pianos. You can also prepare a bass. And so there's a point in the piece where the dancers are kneeling beside the basses on the floor, and they're using some of these preparation techniques that I've worked on over the years to play the basses in this kind of disembodied sound world.
And what are you using to play with?
That's a great question. I have little rubber balls that you buy at a dollar store, and I've
the super high bouncers.
The little rainbow ones that are sparkly or clear. And I have a whole bunch of those that I've made, and I make a mallet out of those. So I attach them to a stick, and we rub those along the belly of the bass, and it makes this kind of sad porpoise wailing sound. It's very beautiful.
I want to work with people who have that kind of curiosity and ability to make the work be the thing that we're there for. It's a combination of who I bring in and then how we work and what tone is set, what expectations are put out. So yes, I that's the atmosphere I want to work in.